USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. government can utilize high-altitude balloons to provide internet access to Cubans, a Federal Communications Commission commissioner says. The advantage of a high-altitude balloon, a proven tech that would not require new infrastructure in Cuba, Brendan Carr wrote on Twitter on Saturday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, called on President Joe Biden to provide internet to the island after the ruling regime moved to shut it off. Most of us look at the Surfside Memorial Wall and see only heartbreak, grief, and sadness. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett.
Their credit was being attacked. The cards, you know, potentially cards were being opened up in their name. Things were being purchased in their name. And we had our Surfside Police Department at the Marriott taking police reports. And we are now hunting down the bad guy.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A UN court has decided to allow employers the right to ban religious headwear. USA's Wendy King reports.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Three New Jersey brothers will pay $1.6 million to settle charges of instigating more than 45 million illegal robocalls nationwide, including to tens of millions of Americans on the Federal Trade Commission's Do Not Call Registry, the agency announced on Friday. The siblings also agreed to a permanent ban on telemarketing. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden leveled an extraordinary charge against Facebook and other social media platforms on Friday, claiming they are killing people by allowing coronavirus misinformation to spread. The accusation comes as health officials are voicing concern over rising cases of the virus and stalling vaccination rates.
They're killing people. I mean, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people.
Facebook pushed back against Mr. Biden's comments, saying it is helping save lives by doing everything it can to combat COVID misinformation. Officials are warning that the pandemic has reached a very dangerous stage just weeks after the president declared independence from the virus. Another blast of dangerous hot weather is coming again to the upper Northwest. USA's Wendy King has more.
This weekend, another heat dome is expected to become established in the northern Rockies, and this will cause temperatures to skyrocket once again. In the Northwest, triple-digit temperatures are expected, and records will probably be broken. Excessive heat watches are already in effect in parts of Montana, but it's not the only state where record highs could be tied or broken. Heat is expected to expand into Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.